Okay, now it's your turn.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama this morning called on other nations to match America's aggressiveness in jumpstarting their own economies. Ahead of the G20 summit next month, Obama said the U.S. is rooting for other countries' success.
Until just a few months ago, exports were actually one of the areas where we were still getting some lift in the economy. That has now gone away. It's now vanished because purchasing power in many of these other countries, as well as credit in these other countries, has contracted.
Some Europeans are resistant to spending more money on economic stimulus packages. The meeting of 20 finance ministers from advanced and developing countries takes place in London early next month. The president just signed into law a $400 billion spending measure to keep the federal government operating through October. It contains thousands of controversial earmarks inserted by members of both parties. President Obama said it is time for earmark reform.
If my administration evaluates an earmark and determines that it has no legitimate public purpose, then we will seek to eliminate it, and we'll work with Congress to do so.
The president said that any earmark for a for-profit company should be subjected to the same competitive bidding requirements as other federal contracts. Wall Street's early rally has faded. The Dow is up just 4 points now, essentially flat. The NASDAQ is up 8 points, or 0.6%, and the S&P 500 is up 2 points, about 0.25%. Bank of America and Citigroup have gone from 15% gains earlier in the morning to the 1% range. Asian markets were up sharply today, and major European markets closed mostly higher. The Bank of England is taking drastic action to stop the UK from sliding deeper into recession. Today, it is starting what's been called the nuclear option. The U.S. Federal Reserve is watching very closely. From London, Stephen Beard explains.
Today, Britain's central bank resorts to one of the most perilous measures at its disposal. The bank will create some new money and then pump it directly into the economy. Here's how it will be done. With a few keystrokes on a computer, the Bank of England will start generating more than $100 billion. It'll use that to buy long-term government bonds from commercial banks. It hopes the banks will then lend that money to businesses and individuals. The policy has never been tried before in this form in Britain or the United States. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank says this is risky.
The danger is that there's simply going to be too much money sloshing around the economy, stoking yet another bubble in the housing sector, and that's what got us into this problem in the first place.
The head of the Bank of England says this approach will eventually work, but he admits he doesn't know how long it will take. The Fed will consider whether to follow the British example when it meets next week. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Speaking of the Bank of England's gamble, casinos in Las Vegas and Atlantic City have been watching their profits slide for months. But today we're hearing some casinos in the Midwest are on a lucky streak. February profits are up at Detroit casinos and at most casinos in Missouri. Ashley Milne-Tite explores why.
All but one of Missouri's casinos raked in more profits this February than last. In Detroit, casino revenues had been dropping each month since November, then swung up suddenly last month. Christopher Baum of the Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau says the economy may be dire, but it doesn't stop people from playing.
Well, I think people who enjoy gambling always feel that they're about to hit it big and that'll solve their problem. So if people have a passion for something, they're still going to partake. They may cut back on dining out or other things that they might normally do, so they still have the funds available to do the things they really enjoy.
He says casinos in cities like Detroit are benefiting from the drop in business in Vegas and Atlantic City. Baum says people can't afford the airfare to travel to those destination spots, but for many in the Midwest, Detroit is just a drive away. The city's hoping for more gamblers when it hosts next month's Final Four College Basketball Championship. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery says patient volume has fallen by a third during this recession. But LA Times business columnist David Lazarus says there is one elective procedure that might actually thrive amid this economic fallout. David, tell us what you found out.
This last weekend, I was at one of the leading hair transplant facilities in Los Angeles, the New Hair Institute. I had thought going into this thing that a cosmetic surgery that is not covered by insurance, there is no way that you'd see a busy waiting room at the open house that I attended. In fact, it was packed with guys, thinning hair, balding, and these guys were there shopping for a surgery that can run, on average, about $6,000 or $7,000.
How do you account for the fact that these companies are doing such thick, wavy business?
Well, just parting all the information here, I talked to the head of the New Hair Institute, a guy named William Rassman, and he essentially said, look, you got a lot of guys who are here for vanity. There's no question about it. But in this economy, you're seeing the vanity customers dropping off a bit. And what he's seeing more are guys coming in who feel that they will be at a competitive disadvantage in the job market unless they have a bushy, wavy head of hair. And so they're coming in trying to get this surgery in hopes, as an insurance policy, that if they have to go out and compete for a job, well, God forbid it doesn't go to that guy down the street who's coming in without any follicle problems.
How big a market is this?
Well, you talk to the experts and they say, look, millions of guys, in fact, perhaps half of all men, start losing their hair by the time they hit middle age. When I asked Dr. Rassman whether he expects this to be a growing part of his business, he said, well, as long as the economy stays like this, a driver is going to be workplace issues and job market issues. But once the economy turns around, he says he expects it to be pure narcissism once again.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thanks.
Thank you.
So how are you dealing with the economic fallout? Tell us your story at marketplace.org. Just click on the link that says contact. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is up 17 points at 6,943. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.